Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquettes of reciting the glorious Quran. Number 3, recite the Quran with wudu. It is necessary to have wudu if a person is reciting the Quran whilst handling it. However, if a person is reciting it from memory without touching the Quran, then wudu is not compulsory, but it is still mustahab. So if a person is touching the Quran, then he must have wudu. And if he is not touching the Quran, he is hafiz, he is reciting from memory, then still wudu is preferable. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu Ta'ala, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This verse is a very famous verse known as the verse of Salat and Salam, the verse of Durood Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن الله وملائكته, definitely Allah and His angels send Salat, send Durood على النبي upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, sallu alayhi, you too send salat upon him. Wasallimu taslima, and send salam as well, send greetings as well. So in this verse, the point of this verse is to tell us to send salat and salam. But to make us understand the importance of it and how valuable this action is, before giving us the command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the fact. And what is the fact? That Allah and His angels also send salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no amal in the Quran, in the hadith, wherein it is mentioned that Allah and the angels also do it. This is the only one. That alone is sufficient to understand how valuable the action is. So Allah and His angels send salat. Now what is sending salat? So sending salat means Allah Ta'ala sends His special mercy. Now words can't really do justice to what this special mercy is. But that's what we understand, that Allah Ta'ala sends His special mercy upon our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the angels, they make further dua to Allah Ta'ala to send this special mercy. Now Allah, bearing in mind our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's rank, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending unlimited special mercy upon him anyway. So when the angels make a dua, because of the angels' dua, it doesn't increase. So why do the angels do it? Because the angels see that it is our honor. That as making dua, it's as if, you know, we are part of the process as well. And so we are being told that, oh believers, you also send salat, tell Allah, ask Allah Ta'ala to send His special mercy upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which He is doing anyway. So you making dua, if no person in the ummah was to send salat even once upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy is being sent upon him wouldn't decrease at all. And every person makes dua, oh Allah, send salat, send salam, the mercy isn't going to increase at all because it is already unlimited. So why are we being told? We are being told so we get the honor of being part of the process. That is why the ulama have said that when a person says, oh Allah, send salat, send special mercy, send salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't benefit you. You benefit. You benefit because you get the honor of being part of the process. You benefit because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told this person is sending salat and salam for you. In return, he makes dua for you. In return, he will look for you on the day of judgment. So send salat. And The second command, send salam, send greetings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something we should do in abundance. The more we do it, the more beneficial it is for us, the more honorable it is for us. Finally, any form of salat and salam is fine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically emphasized two formulas. One is the formula of salam is the one we read in At-Tahiyyat. At-Tahiyyat contains salam. So this is the best form of salam. And the best form of salat, the best form of durood is the one we recite in salat as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Now these two are the best forms. So these two a person should at least recite from time to time. Maybe recite a few times every day if you can recite in abundance, alhamdulillah. Nowadays you get the booklets of 40 salat and salam which contain a lot of these formulas. Recite that if you want. And other than that, a person can recite whichever formulas he wants. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very short formula. The shortest formula that is found in the hadith is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa sallam. He can recite that as well. But a person should recite Durood Sharif in abundance, especially on the day on Friday and on other days as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Only a few minutes left, until the Maghrib Azan. And it's an extremely precious time, Ramadan, the day of Jumu'ah, after Asr. Especially close to the Maghrib Azan, a time for acceptance of du'as. So let us not waste a single second. And also towards the end, let us make sure we engage in du'a. And especially remember the entire ummah, remember the worldly condition of the ummah, especially in places like Palestine. And more so, remember the dini condition of the ummah, which is even worse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.